coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg with you from the home office at Rideau Carlton Raceway. A few months ago, we did a story and interviewed Tracy Brainerd, who at the time was training the Bulletproof Enterprise-owned quartet of Yellow Diamond, Shacked Up, Not Enough, and Show Her the Money. After that interview, your humble host took some flack from some folks who somehow thought I should have raked Tracy over the coals by virtue of the fact that she was associated with Bulletproof. Sort of guilt by association, if you will. Well, Tracy is no longer training for Bulletproof, but here's the story. Those four mares are now back in the hands of Paul Reed. They're still owned by Bulletproof, and Reed has welcomed those mares with open arms. We'll get his take on how all that plays out and a lot more on this edition of Trot Radio. Paul Reed is on the other end of my line, the conditioner of, you could say, the Big Four. Yellow Diamond, Shacked Up, Not Enough, and Show Me the Money. Paul, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
All right, before we go on, anytime the term Bulletproof is mentioned, in comes the 800-pound gorilla. Let's try and get the gorilla out of the way first. I caught a lot of flack from some individuals who thought that I wasn't hard enough on Tracy Brainerd by virtue of the fact that she was associated with Bulletproof and that she should be tarred by the same brush. Any of that concern sticking with you, the fact that these horses are owned by Bulletproof?
No. I mean, I've worked for them for quite a while, and we all got to work somewhere, and they own some real nice horses.
What about those who say yes, but, you know, you look at the reputation of the company and the Brooks brothers and so on. That concern you in terms of what could be loosely called guilt by association?
I understand people's concerns with that, but, I just try to work with the horses and not be too concerned with their personal lives. I mean, I'm just trying to do, the best thing for the racehorses and do my job. So really, it doesn't concern me.
Okay, well, we got the gorilla out of the way there. Let's talk about these horses. We're looking forward to their years as age mares. Yellow Diamond, $1.3 million, 149 and 4. What are the plans for this gal?
As with all four of them, I've been in 210 right now with them, and just pushing forward and getting them ready, and they're all coming along very nice.
Okay, and that the same for Shacked Up, Not Enough, and Show Me the Money, or Show Her the Money. Where do you have some of them pointed to in terms of action this year? Like a Yellow Diamond, where do you foresee her going?
Well, we're just going to get them ready and get them qualified here, and take a good look at the stakes schedule and see how they progress. Right now, I would say we could go anywhere in the. To anybody. They're training back phenomenal, and I hope to see them, racing in the stakes all across the country.
Show Her the Money, the Jughead winner, winner of the Nadia Lobel. How's she coming along?
Very good. She's a little more three-dimensional than the other fillies. As you probably noticed, Yellow Diamond and Not Enough ended up on the front end quite a bit last year, and you're just not going to be able to do that, against age mares.
Mm-hmm.
Where the Show Her the Money has a little more patience and just shows a little more class as far as the drivability of the mare. The other mares are really fast and nice mares, but Show Her the Money, it looks like you could put her in in different spots and not getting in trouble.
Yeah, she's a Cadillac, basically.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
When a horse turns four, be it a mare or a stallion or a gelding, is it too hard by then? Is it too late by then to teach them different ways of racing?
I don't think so. I mean, you definitely got to pick your drivers and your trainers accordingly, because they're both they're suited to different styles of training and racing. So you got to. I think your biggest thing is not starting them off like that or right back when you do start racing.
So really, it means that if you have to take a knee for a few races until the horse learns how to race the way you want them to, then so be it.
I think so. I mean, you're going to prolong their career and their usefulness as racehorses. It's just way too hard for a 4-year old to think that they're going to front end speed against age mares or any class. That upper class is tough.
Yeah. Shacked Up is the OSS Super Final winner of the quartet, earnings of over $1 million, another sub-150 mare. How are things shaping up with her?
She's another one that has come back very well. I got her on the same schedule as the other three fillies. You know, a smaller mare. I think, you know, if we can pick and choose her stakes for smaller tracks, she'll be better suited for that, where, you know, the other mares are bigger and stronger, although they all have comparable marks as far as the 49 marks go. I just think that her, with her tactical speed, will be better off to place her on the, you know, the 5/8 and a half mile. If we get the, you know, if we get the chance to pick where we can go.
So we've got the big four here. You had them when they were babies, right?
The Shacked Up and Not Enough, I broke and trained both them down at 2 and 3. Yellow Diamonds and Show of the Money, I did not, but I have been training all four back this year.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some of the better stud horses I've had to be If I Can Dream and...
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Some of those I will train them down too.
Yeah, so you're going to be heading up north of the border for action at on the WEG circuit, I take it?
I hope so. I'm just moving out of Florida now to New York State to try to get everything qualified, and then we'll take it one step at a time.
Well, Paul Reed, we certainly will watch closely how Yellow Diamond, Shacked Up, Not Enough, and Show Her the Money do. Thanks for being so candid. Thank you for being on.
No problem. Thank you for calling.